It's 5:35, the afternoon music show rolling into the evening. And check this out, the sun is not setting until 6:20. How about that? It's rising at 8:08 tomorrow morning. So let's enjoy the daylight for this kind of warm drive home. Take it easy out on the road, it's out there. Or just stay in town and head on over to the Taproot tonight, because that's where some live music is happening. We're moving you into the evening. For your drive home, we get to catch up with one of Alaska's favorite touring guitar experts, Seth Freeman, who joins us live in studio tonight. How are you doing, Seth? How
I'm doing
are
good.
You? Good to have you here. I haven't had a chance to really to meet you or bring you into the studio. I've heard you play plenty of times. Seth has, for the last month, been playing shows in Girdwood, Homer, Kodiak. For the last month, you've been playing in Girdwood, Homer, Kodiak, and he's back in Anchorage for a few more shows. Tonight at the Taproot, Friday at the Brown Bear, Saturday at the Silver Tip in Girdwood, and a final show Sunday back at the Taproot with probably a whole gang of characters.
Yeah, it's actually, I'm hosting a jam that night. It's a blues jam or whatever, so that's a good night to come jam with me if you're a player.
Third generation Southern rock guitarist, what brings you and what brought you initially up to Alaska? Why has this become a place that you constantly are returning to?
Well, I kind of fell in love with Alaska after I came. It was pretty much instant, but the way I came, my uncle was a chief in the Coast Guard at Kodiak. And they were there 10 years, and they'd been telling me how pretty Alaska was and how pretty Kodiak was and that I should come visit. Well, like I said, 10 years passed. I never made it. So he got repositioned to Puerto Rico. And they were like, you got to come see Alaska before we leave, you know. So they flew me up. I brought my guitar. I had a tour to do after I came, so I was going to keep my hands in shape and just kind of play while I hung around my aunt's house or whatever. Well, she took me to eat at the Rendezvous out of town, and I started talking to my waitress. I recognized some of the artists on the wall, their posters and stuff. I was like, these guys play here? And she's like, yeah. And she's like, I don't know nothing about that, though. You're going to want to talk to Val. So she went and brought Val out. He was the current owner of the Rendezvous, and we got to talking, and before I knew it, I was booked that weekend with some local guys that Val had hooked me up with, and it just was a hit, and Val hooked me up on the mainland with Blues Central at the time, and the State Fair in Palmer, and Down East Saloon in Homer. That was my original tour that Val actually set up. He was my original Alaskan booking agent and friend. You know, we got close too. I talked to him earlier today.
So you're playing down in the lower 48, and then you finally get this trip up to Alaska, and you just move your playing
to. It was supposed to be a vacation, right, and I just started touring. You know, I just kept playing. The way it worked out, it was ironic.
So you met enough cool people to bring you back, to make you come back every year.
Of course, yeah. I mean, there's something to be said. Alaska's got a lot of heart and soul, and especially Kodiak's what I fell in love with the most. There's just like a, I don't know, something about an island. I've lived on an island a few times in my life, and there's something to be said about that. It's different, you know.
Coming from the middle of the country.
Yeah, exactly.
And then going to an island way up north, that has got to be a little bit different. You grew up with a very musical family.
Oh, yes.
So you obviously have music all around you all the time.
Yeah, it's all I've ever done. You know,
287 days on the road last year?
Yeah, 287 shows. I was on the road more than that. There was days that were completely travel time. And,
wow.
And trains and cars, planes, ferries, you know, whatever. However, to get to wherever I'm headed, but that's how many shows I did last year. About 100 of those were acoustic dates, and the rest of them were band dates all across the United States.
Well, Seth is one of the kind of guitarists where you hear him, you start to get into a song, and you just sort of stop and realize, this guy's got something that I like. It stops you in your tracks when I hear you play him, and we'll talk about it a little bit later. It's one of those things where you realize it's not about being loud, it's about being good.
Right.
And even as a listener, it takes you a moment to realize that. Sometimes when it's loud, you get excited, but maybe it's not good. You, on the other hand, you make a listener appreciate with some fine guitar work, and we will enjoy listening to you tonight and over the weekend. You got your guitar here with you, an acoustic album that was just recently released.
Yes.
And I'd love to hear some music. What can you play for us
I'll do
right now?
This will be an acoustic version of a song off my other album, which was released at the same time. But my buddy and mentor, lifelong mentor, Lucius Spiller, I was lucky enough to be around him when he had the idea for this song, and I kind of pushed him to complete it and cut it and brought him in, and he's actually singing on my version too, some harmonies. So this is a Put the Blame on Me. Against you, I was the only one on your side. And when the world turned against me, that's when you ran, tried to hide. Well, I tried to say nothing, and I tried not to be seen. Every time I turn around, the fingers pointed at me. Put the blame on me. Once again, put the blame on me. When I thought you were my friend, the blame on me. Even if it's a lie, put the blame on me. The blame on me. Well, I tried to make it better as time went on. And who's the one that made things right when everything was wrong? I tried to say nothing, and I tried not to be seen. Every time I turn around, the fingers pointed at me. Put the blame on me. Once again, put the blame on me. Well, I thought you were my friend. Put the blame on me. Even if it's a lie, put the blame on me. 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 You don't have to apologize. Oh, put the blame on me. Even if it's a lie, put the blame on me. Put the blame on me.
Seth Freeman live in studio here at 90.3 KMBA. Coming up to the top of the hour, about 15 minutes away. World Cafe up next at 6 o'clock. Tonight at, I'm going to say 9 o'clock is probably when you're kicking into the show at the Taproot this evening. Seth is playing tonight and then Friday over at the Brown Bear, Saturday at the Silver Tip, and Sunday back at the Taproot for a big jam. And that is where you probably feel most comfortable, I would think, because if you grew up around a lot of musicians, you used to more just hanging with friends and playing, or were you the guy that was alone in his room just learning?
Well, truthfully, in all honesty, a jam could be really great or it can be a nightmare of a place to be, depending on who is jamming.
And depending on if you can find rhythm.
But it tends to be the last, couple years of jams I've done have been pretty good, on par. There's always nights that are better than others and players that are better than others. But it's just about, the jam is about getting the chance to do things like that as often as I do,
You've got a wide range of references to pull from, the different musical styles, bluegrass, gospel. The South is just filled with great sounds.
Yes.
when you're traveling, you are on the road so much, do you find yourself picking up different flavors just based on the different regions you're in?
I'm very southern. They call me an educated southern boy is what they call me, but...
A traveler.
But I'm from traveling, you know, some of the, actually Alaska made a dent on me when I was here a bit. I broke my back 5 years ago. Spent almost a year here. And you asked me earlier how Alaska come about. That's how it kind of really grew. Because when I was here recovering, I was making the contacts. And a lot of people that hadn't heard me play heard of the tragedy of the accident or whatever.
And, so it kind of solidified a few relationships.
And while
here.
I was here, I met some of the jazz guys in town, and they really made a dent in me and started throwing me jazz gigs and real book gigs where I'm reading chord charts and stuff and no lyrics, which was the first time I'd ever done anything like that in my life. I listened to jazz and had some musical theory knowledge enough to hang on, but they actually put that a part of my repertoire.
It's really interesting considering, too, we were talking about how we were listening to tones more than lyrics or sounds on the guitar more than runs that you're making with your fingers and pick. So I was definitely wondering what flavors do you pick up from Alaska, and who would have thought jazz would be one of them?
Yeah, there's actually some really good jazz players here, and they're all from elsewhere, not to rob that from Alaska. They're here, but they're from elsewhere. Some New York guys, some New Orleans guys, and some Ohio guys. Those are all some prevalent jazz scenes I know of.
Is there another song that you could share that might express some tonal qualities or some just maybe something that's a favorite of yours that you're working on these days?
Yeah, man. Actually, I got a couple more I'll do for you. I'll do an original one, and then I'll do one that is one of my favorite songs. It's an Arkansas songwriter, Tony Joe White, and my buddy Lucius that helped with the last song. I grew up around him, like I said, and this is one me and him did together a lot for the last few years or something.
Love to hear it.
Sad refrain through the night. So rainy night of Georgia. Oh, rainy night of Georgia. Ooh, feel like it's raining all over the world. It's raining all over the world. How many times I wonder, you know it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it, and you think of it, that's a lie. Everybody's gotta play the game. Won't you play
Thunder, see the lightning raining all over her. Find me a place in a boxcar. Take my guitar to pass the time. You know, late at night, when it's so hard to rest, hold your picture to my chest, and I feel just fine.
Sound of passion. That's the tones that just come out. It's just something that's very natural out of you.
Thank you.
Love those tones.
Thank you.
That's Seth Freeman live in studio here at 90.3 KMBA. His show's tonight at the Taproot, playing at the Brown Bear at the Sitzmark. Make that the
that'd be
Silver
really cool.
Tip.
That's a Melissa Mitchell and Spiff and Rick Nielsen and Aaron Bernalkin and Tim. That's
the crew.
It's
and
quite,
that's,
yeah, that's going to be a music army.
The musical army that is here in Alaska. It's one of the things that keeps you coming back when you got good folks that you can hang out with. They not only get you, but they just sound in rhythm right away. So
yeah.
Tell me a little more about this cast of characters that are up here,
well,
like Rick Nielsen and Melissa and Spiff and Aaron. Why are these guys so fun and interesting to hang out with?
Well, long story short, it's kind of long story, but short cliff note version. This kid come out to see me play and introduced himself, and I kind of forgot him, and I didn't recognize him when he come back a couple years later, and when he did, he asked me to jam, and I told him no, because I had a piano player and an organ player and basically a whole enough guys on stage already, and it was just not the night for it. Well, one of the guys I'd hired recognized him as Rick Nielsen, and he's like, you should get that dude up, man. You like him. So I caught him, and I was like, yeah, man, you know what? They said you should play, so let's play. So we played and connected instantly. I invited him out to my state fair gig the next weekend, and he did it with me. And then I invited him down to the South to record. He showed up, helped produce my album, played on half of it, and he introduced me to Melissa and Spiff and all them guys. And we just started rubbing elbows and stuff. And then me and Melissa become friends and was talking on Facebook. And she's who put these shows together. And it's the first time I'd really done shows with them, playing with them. We'd done festivals together where they were playing and I was playing. But so we just did, about a month ago, we did Girdwood together and all stayed in the treehouse. And we literally played music all weekend. We played the gigs and then we were at the treehouse playing acoustics for each other and hanging out and it was quite the time. So I assume from now on it'll be a part of my Alaska tours to connect a weekend or something
at least.
These guys. And Aaron coming to play, I haven't played with Aaron, but we know each other through the grapevine, and he's one of Melissa's guitar guys, she calls, so she called us all in this time, I guess. So.
This is going to be something fun over the next several days to catch up with Seth Freeman after you leave town after this weekend. Where are you headed to next?
I headed to Seattle, and I'm playing around there. I got the Walla Walla Guitar Festival with Chris Duarte and doing some solo acoustic gigs and around Seattle, and start working my way down the coast toward Cali.
And before you know it, he's going to be back up here.
Yeah.
Because you always do. You always come back. Well, let's get in another song before the top of the hour. I'd love one more from you. And I think everybody that is driving would also enjoy that. Now, whether you're listening to him play an electric guitar, an acoustic guitar, like I said, it's more than just loud solos. This is passion coming through. And that does stop you in your tracks as a listener. It makes you listen. And describe what you got going here.
Well, I was just talking about Rick Nielsen.
Yeah.
He don't even know it, but he let me stay at his house last night, and I kidnapped his Weisenborn.
A Weisenborn, that's...
Weisenborn, it's an Australian instrument. And
it's
basically a dobro with no resonator in it. It's sweeter and prettier sounding than a... kind of warmer than a dobro. A dobro's metallic. And
it is a little tinnier.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is on his lap right now. He's got another song in him. We're going to take him to the World Cafe.
This is an original tune I wrote, and this was one that it was about a girl that was a unsettled story kind of for me, and I didn't play this song. And Rick Nielsen heard it and was like, how come you don't do that song? I was like, well, because, you know, and he's like, well, you're doing that song, let's do that song. So he pushed me to do this song and wrote a second harmony part for it, in which I play. So this one's for Rick.
It's grown beyond its attachments.
Spark of fire, that's how it all began. A simple wish, a heart's desire, for love that never ends. Forget your dreams, or chase them high to places they've never been. And you may come to find that the love we share is a dream worth living in. Over you, sweet you. You sparked a flame within, still burning pure and true. Now, baby, never let your fear of things ever stand in the way. Lord, in the way of hope.
hopes and dreams and finer things that lead to a brighter sunny day. A drop of rain, a spark of fire, that's how it all began. A simple wish, a heart's desire, for love that never ends. Forget your dreams, I'll chase them high to places they've never been. And you may come to find that the love we share is a dream worth living on.
Sounds we were looking for.
Thank you, perfect. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that song.
Yeah, you
can hear that. You can hear more from Seth as he's playing tonight at the Taproot and through the weekend at different locations, Brown Bear, Silvertip, Back of the Root on Sunday. Two CDs are available. Where can folks get more information online?
Well, I have my official website is sethfreemanband.com, and my albums are now available all over iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. It keeps being more places. They're on the distribution right now, and they just got me on Spotify and supposed to be on Pandora soon, so I'm out there.
This guy's happy to be on the road, happy to be anywhere where he's playing his guitar, it seems like.
Yeah,
that's an enviable position to be in, to just be always glad you're out there entertaining.
Yeah, man.
So enjoy it.
Thank you. I do. I don't take it for granted.
Seth Freeman live in studio. Thanks again for coming in. We'll see you out there at the show.
Thanks, man.
For a full program guide of all the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.